There are a total of 66 port calls on Petersburg's schedule this year, with three companies planning stops. Those cruise lines have American flagged ships of under 250 passengers and are not impacted by federal law and rules that are making an Alaska season for the larger ships unlikely. Two of the three companies on the schedule say they're requiring vaccine for passengers and crew.
That really just came about to ensure, you know, maximum safety aboard our vessels as we restart and to minimize any potential interruptions that could occur during the course of the cruise.
That's Zach Kirkpatrick, Director of Marketing and Public Relations for the Sitka-based Alaskan Dream Cruises, which announced the requirement in March. Alaskan Dream ships plan stops in Southeast communities large and small, and Kirkpatrick says passengers will disembark and circulate if municipalities are willing to allow it.
We will always go with the comfort level that we're hearing from the voice of these communities. We don't have any plans to have any, you know, tight bubbles for our guests. We're hoping that, you know, we're able to, even though we're a much more, you know, limited pool of visitors than if the large ships would have come, we hope that these guests can get in and like always, support communities, support the local retailers, and provide some sort of economic value.
Alaskan Dream will operate its ships at full capacity, ranging from 40 to 76 passengers on three different boats stopping in Petersburg. At the moment, it's also planning testing on top of vaccination, although that could change as the guidance does. Cruises offered by partner companies Lindblad Expeditions and National Geographic are also requiring vaccination for passengers and crew. Craig Moylan is Lindblad's Director of Expedition Development for North and Central America. He says the decision was based on widespread availability.
But overall, the vast majority of our guests have either already received vaccinations or will be able to prior to the season. Before we put in the vaccine mandate, we went out and surveyed past guests, and they were overwhelmingly in favor of requiring vaccines for cruising and feeling that confidence on board.
Even with vaccination, Moylan says the ships will start off the Alaska cruise season not disembarking in Petersburg.
We'll come in. We buy our seafood from Tonka Seafoods, and we buy a number of herbs and hardy greens from Farragut Farms and others. So we will still come in to provision, but we won't have guests come off the ship for Petersburg in particular.
The company does plan controlled port calls in Sitka and Juneau, but will focus on excursions into more remote parts of the region. For the Petersburg area, that means hikes on nearby Kuprinoff Island.
Yeah, so historically we have hiked over in Kuprinoff. That's what our plan is for this year, is to bring our guests over to Kuprinoff Island for the hike and the muskeg while our crews are loading on the provisions. So our plan would be to Zodiac across and do hikes there. While ashore, all social distancing is enforced, masks are required and such. So we'll be as careful as we possibly can be over there.
National Geographic ships stopping in Petersburg range from 62 to 100 passengers maximum, and those port calls also start in early June. A third company, American Cruise Lines, is strongly encouraging vaccination but not requiring it, according to that company's website. It did not have anyone available for an interview but referred to protocols for the 2021 season posted there. Their ship, the American Constellation, has capacity for up to 175 passengers. Those who aren't vaccinated will have to show a recent negative test result before boarding. And that company does plan to have its passengers disembark in communities. Another company that doesn't have stops planned in Petersburg but will be going past, Uncruise, also says it's requiring vaccination and plans port calls in Ketchikan and Sitka. Cruise companies and others say there's pent-up demand for travel to Alaska. Dave Berg is co-owner of Viking Travel in Petersburg and works with cruise companies calling here. He's optimistic there will be a 2021 season and thinks locals will be able to avoid close contact with visitors if they want.
You know, and if you want to, if you're in the mood, you know, to not interface with visitors in town, you know, that schedule will be available and you can choose to avoid contact with people. But I tend to think that that the ships that are operating are going to encourage their passengers to be wearing masks, kind of like we are doing here locally, and keeping their social distance to keep infection rates low.
Berg says with the season looking unlikely for larger ships, it's more difficult for his travel agency to find shore excursions in other Southeast communities that normally see boats with thousands of passengers. He also says Viking Travel is always looking for tour guides for the passengers who will be visiting Petersburg. The schedule has a later than normal start to the season in early June, but it's also scheduled to last a little longer with stops planned until mid-September. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.